Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We got a real problem with this judge. We have a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial, including the DA.
Former President Donald Trump spending his first day on trial as a criminal defendant, lashing out at the judge, prosecutors, casting himself as a victim, angrily posting on social media after arriving at the courthouse in New York, calling it political persecution. Not a single juror was seated in what is likely to be a very complex and perhaps weeks-long process. Brian Kilmeade is with us on the Trump trial and the jury selection process.
It's so weird, no cameras. So you're depending on sketch artists and reports, and this person said this, and the body language said that. So it's not the OJ trial. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, if people get tired of it, because we already know the case inside now. Yesterday, it looks like 9 have survived the initial cutdown on, doesn't mean they're in jury selection, but it means they survived for another look. A lot of people stood up and said, I can't handle this. I will not be disobeyed. You know, I can't stand the guy. I will not be dispassionate. I have to leave. So they have a pool of about 500 people to get through. I think it's probably the most critical week for the former president. You got to see if you have somebody that's reasonable in a city that's really only got 12% of the vote. So 88% of the people are against him.
Does how the trial is being covered and the news coverage of it ultimately help or hurt Trump and in the summer months of the political campaign, or the late spring, I guess?
Well, I think, you know, there's a shot at getting it done before Memorial Day. I mean, let's see. Let's see what happens. But, you know, the thing that's not going to help him is with women. You know, they say that, you know, the E. Jean Carroll case, even though she doesn't even remember the year in which it happened and seems to be giddy about looking back at those good old days, had no problem until George Soros says, I'll pay for your legal bills. So then this case, if they start bringing up all the other stuff about porn stars, whether it happened or not, that's not going to be beneficial to women, but it would benefit people that think that he's been unjustly charged. I mean, the polls still have him in front. The polls still show that people remember his years in a much better light than they're remembering the years we're living through right now.
Brian Kilmeade back with you live and local starting at 10 o'clock on 104.5 WOKV.